Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do some sample healings, and we're hoping to have some callers call in tonight here. If you wish, we'll open the lines up, and you can do that. We'll put the number on the fast chat here. Maybe Sylvia can get it here. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace someplace?
Yes, I am out here someplace. That's a good expression. So, hi, everyone. And, I'll go ahead and type the phone number in to call in, but I'll also just tell you right now it's 1-877-384-3257. 877-384-3257. And if you have a question that you'd like to ask Ron about the subject of ascension or about healing, or about any of the things that he talks about, anything related to spirituality, go ahead and give him a call. And also, if you would like to ask about healings that he does or experience a sample of a healing, you can call in and request that. So I'll just put it over to you, Ron, and maybe we could bring in the light being and get rolling here.
Okay, so new to the program, scroll down on your monitor screen, go to Creation Lightship Healing, and you want to scroll down probably about an inch or so on your scroll bar underneath the little blinking flower there. And from there, what you want to do is bring up the light being and put her on your screen. And here we go. Just kind of watch her. Here we go. And you may start to see her change. We're going to bring in the female energies here for the light being. There's male and female, and there's the ones that are non-gender. And here she comes. Just kind of watch your monitor. Her eyes will get a little brighter, typically, as she increases the frequency coming down to us here. And we're going to be working on healing right now for people. This is probably people who have maybe knee problems, ankle problems, hip problems. So we're going to have the light being do some work with this area in your body right now. What I'm picking up, some people may need right now. So let's do that process here. If you want to request your healing, and we're going to activate her and bring her in a little stronger. And we'll be doing this for the next couple of minutes here. So just sort of watch the light being. We're going to keep bringing her in here. So just increase her, so stronger, 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 and just see how that feels for everybody. And here's some more. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay. So, if you're brand new to the program, I'd like you to maybe call in and ask some questions about the light ship. That'd be very nice, because if it's your first time listening, then just connect, or maybe you've heard it a few times on the radio here. So, do call in and ask your questions. We'd be very happy to help you out with the answers. A lot of people listen to this program, and it may take them, you know, a while to understand what we're talking about. So, you know, it's very helpful to have people call in. At least we're doing that today anyway, just to ask your questions, because this is all new to probably most of all of you listening. As we talk about the light energy, and along with that, we do definitely talk about the darkness, because that's a way to get you out of the darkness, is to know about how it behaves. So basically what we talk about is that the darkness, which is mind energy, works in time. And so right away, you know that if you're in time, you're not in divine energy, you're not in creation energy in your heart. And when you're not in your heart, then you're in the mind. And the mind energy is tapped into, and there's a new movie out called The Knowing. I'm hoping to see it within a week here. So you may want to check it out yourself. There's a trailer probably on YouTube or someplace you could check it out. But basically it's about figuring out from a piece of paper different dates. This is Nicolas Cage, and it's probably very good. And that's about how, you know, we're able to be controlled by something. I don't know what they talk about in the movie, but they found this as a prophecy. And so naturally all prophecies are from the energies that would be in mind, which is the darkness energies. Otherwise, you wouldn't have them. And so the mind, collective consciousness, universal mind, it's all the same stuff. This is how the dark side connects to us, and we have a natal chart to prove it. And from right there, when you realize that you're being controlled, you know that that can't be the life because you don't have any free choice, free will. So the light only works in the now, works from your heart center, and everything for manifestation that we're taught and that we have been using throughout our whole life with the mind is the same that the heart would be using. Remember, the dark side mimics, clones, created its mind-controlling programs, we'll say, to copy what the light actually gives us free, and that's the free choice, free will. And because of that, everything that typically is used by the darkness can be used with your heart energy, because that's where it came from initially. This is to trick your spirit. So from there, what you want to do is manifest in your heart area, in your heart center versus in the mind. And that's the basic difference. Plus, the dark side does not create spirit cells for the bodies. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. So if you're, you know, in the now, then you're out of the mind energy. And when you're out of the mind, then you're able to connect, and you're going to probably lose some time because time will go by very quickly. So you want to get a notebook, a day planner, or something so that you can keep track of what you're doing. Otherwise, the day may just go by without you being aware of it. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, so I'm going to give everyone a new phone number to call in on. It looks like the number to call in on now is 888-815-9756.
I won't be able to get that one.
Yeah.
On the answer machine.
Sorry about that. So.
All right, looks familiar, though.
Yeah. That was Ron's voicemail line. Sorry, I apologize. So try this one, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756, and you can call in, and actually that will get you live on BBS so that you can ask a question right now. So there you go. I guess maybe, Ron, in the meantime, do you want to get into entity release? And
yeah, we can do that here. We have some questions from, like, Joni there, too, and like Philip. So here we go.
Okay, great.
And take away some entities, so you might want to jot those down. You probably do anyway, but in case they get lost in the process here of the clearing. So here we go. We're going to start taking away entities. And my computer says 10:10 on it back in New York here. So that reminds me, you know, now you're going to have some kind of energetic attunement. Probably 10:10:10. That would probably be a great time for one. Everybody seems to connect with these common numbers, and then we'll probably have one this year, I'm sure, with 9909. Have people bring in the energy like the movie The Mist, and even messes up even further by their mind-heart-thought connections, okay? So here we go, taking away entities. There we go. I'm going to bring you more back into your body with more of your spirit. So I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, Sylvia, let's start on the questions.
Okay, you got it. So let's see. We have a question from Joni about did the light ship create our animals and insects?
Yeah, if they have a soul, a spirit in them, it did, yes. If they do not, then it did not. So typically, I would imagine some insects very possibly are beings with souls in them. I really haven't checked that closely to different ones. Never thought about even doing that. If they bite you or sting you, then definitely they did not create them. Okay. Probably. Okay. I'd say I'm 99.9% correct there. Animals, yes. You know, if you look in their eyes and they look like they're looking at you back, then they do have a spirit or soul. You know, it's you know, it's very nice to look at a cat or other animals. Yes, so they do. So that would be probably that question. And there could be also things around, walking around that do not, or swimming around that do not also. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I think we just heard a beep. Is there a caller on the line?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for persisting and letting us know about the phone number.
Oh, sure, yeah. You did the same thing on Monday. You put in his number, and I kept calling and calling, voicemail, voicemail. I wanted to carry on the discussion from last week about entities, because you were saying at that time, if someone didn't hear that show, that Ron sensed that someone had been to a bar and picked up an entity.
Yeah.
Basically, and I wanted to explain that was probably me.
Okay.
Okay, so I fess up, but I'm innocent on the other hand, and I'm a victim too, and I'll explain the whole thing. It was a very, very strange day. First thing is, one of the things.
Was Johnny because of you, huh, Ed?
Exactly.
Okay.
One of the things that has kept me sane is being a musician where I get to play music and also riding my motorcycle with my friends. And so they always, on Sundays, we always go out to this this tiki hut type bar, the truck stop out in the middle of the swamp out here, and then we drive back. And it was great. I had a good time. I don't do any dope. I don't drink nothing. You know, in fact, the whole way over to this place, I always increase my life force energy. I release cordings. I release darkness in my physical and visible bodies. I see this out loud as I'm driving along. And then I'll play in a band or something, and then I'll come back. I'll take entities off me. I'll do everything I can. All right, that's what I usually do. I figure I'm coming out okay somewhere in the middle. And what happened this time is we were on the way back, and one of the guys in the group slowed down, and the guy behind him ran into him, dumped his bike in the middle of the road, and burst into flames. Okay, I didn't see any of this because I was around the corner. I came around the corner. There's all these people around the smoking motorcycle, and some guys nearby had put the fire out and all this, but my friend's all bloody, you know, and oh my God. So I took him home, and he was so grateful that I helped him out. It was really odd, really, the way he was so grateful. And then as I was leaving, he came over and gave me this big hug.
Uh-oh.
I figured, okay, I just picked up whatever was in him, and that's probably what made you swoon and all that. Or, my question is, or was just the act of playing in the band, going to the bar, is that how I picked up entities, even though I did everything I could do to protect myself?
Okay, so a very good question, very good. I would look at it of the person hugging you, okay? So I'll describe that situation, which could have happened. First of all, since he was kind of in a mess, naturally, he went through a lot of physical trauma.
Yeah.
Number one, that picked up entities. Number two, he was probably in physical pain since he was bleeding. So that will also draw entities that have been probably in a motorcycle accident, car accident, etc. So
he was a very good willing victim there, you know, unknown to him. But they probably all came in because they wanted that energy from him suffering the pain. And then also, there was probably some hanging around that was in the bar. So when he hugged you, being that you were maybe more conscious, we'll just say more in the light, put it that way, these entities very possibly could have wanted to be saved, using that term.
I was thinking too.
Okay. So they came to you maybe for a healing. When they came into you, maybe with good intentions, okay? Or maybe they just wanted to come into you because, you know, they got all they could use out of him because he's getting tired and exhausted.
But
right.
Either way, that's what I would perceive probably happened, is that they came into you because of both of those situations. But mainly it was probably because the person was hurt.
Is by doing the now affirmations before and after enough to cover me so I can enjoy playing in the bands and writing?
Yeah, but if some of those want to get healed, you see, then you're also open up, your body, you know, will, your spirit is there to help them heal. So if you have more light frequency in you, you know, you could attract, maybe more of these, possibly, okay?
I tell you what happened was, when he hugged me, he was so grateful. My heart just automatically, without even thinking, just opened wide up, full of compassion.
Yeah,
and a guy who's had a hard life, and you know, he's had this accident and all this stuff. And I found myself, as he hugged me, I just automatically kissed him on the neck like Christ would. You know, I'm not a homo or anything, but not that there's anything wrong with that. But it was just, it opened up my heart so much. I just felt this surge of love, and then I went, wait a minute, it's a guy, you know.
Yeah.
And I pulled back, but I thought that was interesting too.
Yeah. Well, that's the way the dark side attacks us.
Yes.
That's the number one way, when you open your heart up and they come in that way. What happens to me, not very often, in fact, hardly ever, I may get a phone call from somebody and maybe I'm letting myself down after a healing or something. I'm not really charged up enough. Or maybe I've had 20 phone calls and this is the 21st one. And somebody will call and I may not be up to my 100% spirit energy when I'm working with people. I might be down to maybe 90. And
right.
Then all of a sudden, wham. And the dark side knows all about this. You know, they know when to call. And I get people calling who maybe this is their last minute of their life and they want to go on. And it's very interesting to watch. But as soon as I start hearing that, I need to get myself boosted up again. And then from there, you know, I'm fine. But if I don't catch myself in the first second or two, the dark energy will come right across, and they can be a wonderful person, but the dark side is planning to use them to run negativity into you, and this is probably what happened to you, Ed.
That's what I figured. I thought this whole thing was a setup. The accident, everything was a setup.
Whole thing, yep, uh-huh. And so that's what they try to do, is to destroy you in the process, you know, by using your heart energy. And I'm sure people listening may understand this because it's probably happened to them. They wonder, you know, why do I feel so bad after such a great event or great situation? Maybe you went someplace and had a wonderful, wonderful time. And then all of a sudden, something negative happens, which spoils your whole day. And that's what happens. And especially when you open up your heart, that's how the dark side comes in. They look for that opening. So, yeah. I would say everything that you're saying, Ed, is what happened. Entities in the bar flooded into you, entities from pain, entities from trauma, entities of him seeing his motorcycle on fire, entities of him bleeding, the body being afraid and scared. All this stuff brings in entities, and he was probably crammed full of them. And that's, yeah, I don't think I've ever done a BBS radio program that was so heavy as that one, okay?
That's incredible. He must have been chock full.
Yeah, so all these things have to go through me to get healed. So this is what happened. So I was feeling that energy, and that's why I kept yawning on that program. So
yeah.
Very
interesting. What was interesting about it?
Okay.
What was interesting about it was I didn't feel a thing. You said, whoever it is, you probably feel them leaving. I didn't feel them come in. I didn't feel them leave. I just had the sense of, wait a minute, you know, there's something abnormal about him being so effusive.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I never felt a thing, though.
Yep, and the entities probably made you kiss them. You may have had a homosexual one in you.
Ah, okay. It was just pure compassion feeling, you know, just
Yeah, well, that's
pure. All this poor person, you know.
Remember, they're running their energies in you. Okay, so that's it. You know, you connected all the dots and dotted your I's and crossed your T's. You know what it was.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, wow. Well, thanks for calling in, Ed. That was great. And, Ron, would you like to take up some of the questions on the fast chat, or is there...
Might as well. Yeah, let's go ahead.
Okay, great. So... the next one we had, I think it was Felipe, and he was asking about, I guess you were doing a radio program recently where you were talking about the twin flame clearing that you do, and you mentioned something about the individual not really needing to learn any more lessons on the earth plane, and he would like you to clarify that because, you know, he thought that every day we are learning something new.
Okay. Yes, on the 4-in-1, which part of that is the twin flame energy connection, that healing is where we take you out of your soul family. And the soul family is much like your home base energy that the light ship created for you, where you go to after each incarnation. And so, yeah, there's no lessons here once we take you out of that. You're not connected to anything that's typically going to give you an energetic transmission. Using the wrong words here. You're not connected to the karmic wheel where your soul family, the spirit friends of yours, are going to have you, force you to do something against your free will. You should be pretty conscious of everything. And so those connections are severed so that the people that are in your soul family are no longer going to set yourself up for physical problems and accidents. So that does take you out of the karmic wheel. I hope that answered your question.
Okay, great. Let's see. We had a question from Peace, and she's...
And if not, type it in over again, and I'll do it again, okay? Great, okay. So Peace.
Yes, Peace. I don't know if Peace is male or female, but the question is regarding the Middle Earth, whether or not that is fourth-dimensional energy, and also whether the beings that reside in the Middle Earth are also getting, you know, attacked by entities and ETs and so forth.
Okay. When I go there, there's no such thing. I haven't ever seen alien attacks there. So that's probably the first answer. The next one is that actually 4D? Boy, I still think that it's 3D there, okay, at least when I go there. I would imagine that another dimension could superimpose itself over this one, which can happen all the time, but I don't think that it's actually a different dimension than this one as we go in there with the light ship. Sometimes we go there, you know, on the special conference calls that we do. We take the defense plate ships, and each one has one to ride in, command, and be the captain, we'll say. And then from there, you're able to drive it and go into, you know, the Middle Earth, we'll call it, or Center Earth, or something like that. And we see these wonderful sights there and feel the wonderful energy. So I don't think it's probably 4D. It's still 3D because the light ship does not mix energies. So I'll just go a little sideways with this here. On every planet or everything in the light that's created, there is no typical bleed through from the light. And so if there is a dimensional shift or change in dimensions like we have here, you're not able to connect with any beings in a lower dimension or a higher dimension of you, because it's all supposed to be where you are, and that's all you're supposed to be able to perceive. Otherwise, you're thinking that you're in lack, and you're not experiencing your experience. And this is the way it works. So nothing should come into that reality but what you are and what you're experiencing on that planet. Where here we have other dimensions that are bleeding through from the darkness. So this is the problem that we have here, because this is controlled by the darkness. There is very little light here. This is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years, to get rid of the darkness out of its creations. So we're at the very end of it right now. And this is why we're seeing so much, say, chaos and stuff, because the dark side wants to keep its total grip on the reality that you're living in. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So let's see. We have Annika with us on the fast chat. And let's see, her first question is regarding your online healings on the ET parasite removal clearings. And her question is, how many do we need to do of those to really benefit, as in having them, you know, be gone forever or not having a good chance to come back into us?
Okay, so I'll just talk about that. So on the website, we do have the special healing. It's I think it's called Alien or ET Parasites. Underneath that is Alien Abductions, I believe. That's on the left side, maybe about halfway down on your scroll bar on the home page there. So what I would suggest doing would be to take each one of these critters with the parasites. And I think I have about maybe, say, a couple dozen listed there. And you can also enter your own if you wish, I believe. And so I would say I would do each one for probably four clearings. Each clearing is 15 minutes. And in case you're new to the program, for one clearing, it's $1. That's kind of for the tire kickers who want to just see what happens. But the people who really understand what's happening, it's $10 for 7 days of unlimited clearings. You can go on it whenever you want, 24/7, and start your work. So if you have like a day off and you want to just get yourself cleaned out, just hit it. Keep doing it. So I would say do each one probably four times. And then ask your spirit, drop into your heart if you can, and ask them what ones, after you do all of them, that's listed there, which ones you may want to do more with. And you may actually know as you're doing it. If you're doing a clearing and you feel something moving around inside of you, and you did number four clearing, then you may still want to do more of that same clearing. I would venture to say, if you want to do each clearing for 4 hours, that would be 16 clearings. That would probably be pretty good. And I don't know if people are going to have that much dedication. I hope that everybody would. That's why we made it so reasonable for $30 for a month. But what I would suggest is just, you know, do each one at least four times. One time is not going to get rid of it for sure. Remember, we did the 17-hour conference call, getting these things out. And then from there, we did two other sessions of 8 hours. So that's 31 hours of getting these things out of us. Plus, we're on the light ship, okay? And we're on the light ship probably for typically 3 weeks continuous as they were working with us, for the people who are on the three different calls. So I would still get on it and just do it. And the ones that get released from you are gone. And the light ship goes after the source. So they go backwards to see where they came from and go. They keep moving on and on until the energy basically stops. And from there, that's kind of how they work. And they also look for the parts of you, parts of your spirit, parts of your soul, which to me, I just use the word spirit. And they're looking for parts of you that the dark side have stolen. And this is why they continuously move on and go into more of the darkness energy. So basically, if you're on those calls, you have 31 hours, and we probably, maybe did maybe a half an hour per maybe critter or something, maybe 1 hour. And if you still feel them in you, then you want to have much more done. So I guess that's probably the answer to it. And some people are more sensitive to certain entities. But the main one to get out of you is the octopus energy. Next one would probably be the squid. That's the interface to the darkness. But the octopus is giving us the most amount of havoc inside of our bodies because it wraps around a rib cage and everything else, our body organs. And then if you have joint problems, that's the caterpillar. But aside from that, just go on there and experience it until you feel like you've got completed with it. Back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, a minute ago, I just wanted to clarify something. You said that the squid is the interface to the dark side. Were you meaning the jellyfish, or is there...
Oh, yeah, excuse me, yeah, the jellyfish, yeah.
Okay. Great. So The other thing I wanted to mention about the online clearings that are really awesome is, in addition to those individual parasites, there's also a whole section on the shapeshifter energies that you can select and do as well. And we have Joni on the fast chat. Thank you, Joni. And she's typed in that during 1 week she did 20 hours of those clearings, and her eyes are much brighter, so that's great.
Yeah, so her eyes are brighter because she got stuff out of her, so her spirit was able to come back into her body more fully. This is what happens. And then as your spirit takes over more of you, then you have less of them in you, and it holds the space.
Yeah, and everything,
Joni,
everything gets so much better when that happens. It's hard to say exactly how it's going to manifest in your life, but when your spirit is there, you know, it just seems like it's a whole different lifestyle.
Yep, that's true.
And, you know, maybe where things were difficult before, maybe now they're just flowing because you're in the divine flow. And maybe physical problems that couldn't heal before are now able to heal because your spirit energy is there to interface that healing energy with your physical body, whereas before it was just other stuff taking that energy.
Yep, that's like entities. So these things are considered, we'll say, you know, off-planet entities. They are life forms, and this is what we're getting out of us besides the Earth-based ones. So we have some special calls next month, since we're talking about that. April 5th and 12th, it's a Sunday. Both days are Sundays. We have the ET parasite clearing, and that's an eight-hour clearing for each day. And then on the 19th, we have the Earth-based entities, which are emotional bodies that we take out of people. And then we also have the four-hour call. But you can go to the website, and I believe at the very top we have upcoming events. You can click on that and see a calendar and just see kind of what's happening with the Lightship and see if you want to participate in any of these events, because they're all very, very good for you.
Great. So moving on to other questions and requests on the fast chat. Let's see. We have Annika asking for something that might be good for headache or migraine.
Okay, that's probably with the entities there. Boy, let me think here. I would probably say it might be the scarabs on your third eye. I would try that one on the healing there, Annika. And also you may want to get some of the water and just put in for a headache or something.
To activate the divine water.
The water activations.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
It's like Kimberly's in here talking here. Ron, can you determine? Yeah, I can determine what your age is, how long you've been here on this planet, and that's done through the century clearing with the C. So the century clearing is your past life emotional traumas of your body, and it takes those away. And these are what hasn't popped up yet. Remember, what you're dealing with now is what came up from the centuries of you being here, your genetic history, your ancestors, and so what's still under the surface, like the big onion peels, this is normally handled a lot with the century clearing. And it also ends when you first incarnated here with this constant reincarnation cycle.
Okay, great. We have a question from Lynn, and the question is, he or she is interested in learning more about the ego-mind-body disconnection.
Okay. What that does is help to take away the genetic cellular memory of the ego mind connecting to your body and your spirit. So this is like the separation of that, so that you're able to become more connected to spirit as opposed to ego. And then you're able to have your body become freed of these energies. Remember, as your ego comes in place with this mind energy, then it starts to imprint your problems. This is why they say, you know, like to think good thoughts, you know, because your thoughts are going to affect your body, and this tends to disconnect a part of that process so that your body is now separated from mind control that you're giving it. So this is what the ego mind body type of clearing would be.
Okay, great. Ron, I'm going back to Kimberly because the question seems to have a part two to it. So when your Earth age is revealed, are you also cleared emotionally from those centuries?
Yes. Uh-huh. So I go back to whenever you came here. Most people are going to be at least 30,000 years. And so far I've been up to, I think, 98, 99, maybe 100,000 years so far. So I think it's 98 B.C. So yet another 2,000 to that. You have 100,000 years. And that's how long, you know, you could be trapped here. But I think the average is somewhere maybe 30 to maybe 60,000 years for probably most people. Remember, every 2,000 years, you have an ascension. So if you've been here for 50,000 years, and you incarnated, say, in 48 B.C., divide your 50,000 by 2,000, that means that you somehow did not do the ascension 25 times. Okay? So that's why you're still here. This is why the Earth is overpopulated, because you have not had the ascension to get your body out of here. And you're still stuck here. So this is why it's very important to work on yourself now at this end of this 2,000-year cycle. So that's the reason why people have past lives, because the mind energy was so strong that you kind of denounced your spirits, basically. Never got heart-connected enough. Or maybe the imprinting of the ET mind control energies, which we take away, you know, on the website here, if you wish to do that, with the alien attack energies, etc., you can have a much better chance by getting the mind control off you, so you can actually start to think properly and become more heart connected, because the darkness does not want to have you evolve. They want to keep you here.
Well, you know, we have, it seems like, so much baggage on us from all these lifetimes and all the trauma and all that energy, that it's a wonder our physical body is actually able to function at all. It's amazing. And maybe since we have about, I guess we have maybe like 15 minutes left, Ron, could we do some sample clearings of the different energy bodies that hold those emotional traumas and kind of talk about those for people that are new to this? I know you've got the emotional clearing and the pain clearing in those different bodies, and it'd be great if we could sort of cycle through some of those.
Okay, so here we go. This is an emotional clearing. It's going to go back 5 days. And here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So next we'll do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. But we'll switch this over a little bit. I haven't ever done yet a feeling body clearing going back into the past. I've had requests to do maybe the same thing as the emotional clearing centuries, to do maybe like anger and fear. But I'm going to try this here with a feeling body. So we'll just pick a date. We'll just say it's 8,000 B.C. And we're going to clear your feeling body at that time. Remember, all these bodies, energy-wise, is with you continuously until they get cleared out. So we'll just see what you can feel here. So 8,000 B.C., cleared. 8,100 B.C., cleared. 8,200 B.C., cleared. And 300 B.C., cleared. Boy, it's getting heavy. Have to yawn. 400 B.C., cleared. Maybe Ed was out helping somebody. 8,500 B.C. cleared, 600 cleared, 700 cleared, 800 cleared, 900 cleared and 9000 BC cleared of your feeling body. So this will be something for some people out there. I know it's working because I'm yawning. Oh, man. So.
Wow, that was really something, Ron.
Yeah. So I can incorporate these on a clearing. It's just that it just kind of gets to be overwhelming for me at times of how bad the bodies are here. Let's do another one. Let's do a trauma body. So we'll do a trauma body, same time frame. Oh, just pick another one. Let's go 10,000 BC. 10,000? Holy crud. Oh, man, 10,000 BC cleared? Ugh. 10,100 BC cleared? Now, if you feel a lot, you probably need the clearing. 10,200 BC cleared? 10,300 BC cleared? 10,400 BC cleared? 10,500 BC cleared? It's heavy. 10,600 BC cleared? 10,700 BC cleared? 10,800 BC cleared? 10,900 BC cleared, and 11,000 BC cleared. That's for a trauma body that was with you at that time. Geez, let's do another one here. You have a suggestion, Sylvia?
How about the pain body?
Oh, that's a good one. Pain body. So let's do 7,000 BC. 7,000 BC cleared. 7,100 BC cleared, 7,200 BC cleared, 7,300 BC cleared, 7,400 BC cleared, 7,500 BC cleared, 7,600 BC cleared, 7,700 BC cleared, 7,800 BC cleared, 7,900 BC cleared, and 8,000 BC cleared of a pain body. Okay, let's
wow.
Get more current here.
Yeah, that's really something.
Yeah.
Ed is saying on the fast chat, when do I get the stigmata?
Okay, here we go. Let's do the...
What about the mental?
Mental, yeah, let's do mental this lifetime. Oh, nuts. Okay, mental. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Hope that feels better for some of you out there, or maybe all of you. We'll do a sensory with an S, sensory body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a sensory body. We'll go back to... 2000 BC, sensory body with an S. 2100 BC cleared, 2200 BC cleared, 2300 BC cleared, 2400 BC cleared, 2500 BC cleared, 2600 BC cleared, 2700 BC cleared, 2800 BC cleared, 2900 BC cleared, and 3000 BC cleared. Okay. How are you doing, Sylvia?
Oh, that's a lot of energy on those.
Yep, a lot.
Clearings, yeah. Very interesting. Let's see. There's something from Peace here on the fast chat. I'm not exactly sure I'm getting it right or what it means, but it says, do not pass over the holographic transmission from your clearings each day.
Okay, maybe that might be on the ET parasite or the ET alien abductions.
Oh, right. You have on the online clearings, that's
yep.
One of the options you can select is the
yep.
Holographic transmissions.
Yep, yeah, that you want to get away.
Yeah, very interesting. Can you talk just a little bit about that? Some people might not know what that is exactly.
Okay. I'm trying to think. That's probably where the dark side transmits to you mind control images, patterns of different things that you may see in front of yourself. So they can do that and also bring in dark side energies. So I hope that clarified that.
Would that have to do with images that a person might see?
Yeah, it might be what you're daydreaming, looking at or something. You know, it's another reality that they bring you into, and then you believe that it's your own reality. Let's just say on Ed's experience, since he had a real one, let's just say that they actually fabricated that with holograms to do that to him. Well, the physical body believes that that's real. It's very possible, too, not to make it sound even more far-fetched, that maybe Ed was taken off to a parallel universe, and he experienced all that, and then he was brought back instantly back to his house, and he had all that imprinting put into him, thinking that was real, and it was real somewhere. May not have been real here, but more than likely it was. But that can happen too, where you could actually be living a parallel life in a parallel universe. It looks like ours. This is what the dark side does, and they take you out of this reality, out of time. And all the players in it are people that you know, and then you get slapped back into here, and you could even bring in the physical manifestations of that to you in this reality here. This is why I said earlier that the light does not allow that to happen, because it's just too tricky, because you're not controlling your own reality, and something else is. So for some of you, you may want to hear that over again on the archives, but basically the dark side can create a holographic projection and or a parallel life and make you think that you're living it real, and they can take you sideways like they did in the ascension time when people left the earth here who did not ascend, and you thought that you're living a regular life but in a parallel universe. Then the ascension time came and went. You got brought back here and life went on as normal, but yet you thought you had an experience somewhere else because you actually were. And when you came back here, you never thought that you actually left or that life was normal each day that you lived when the ascension time happened. So that's even a little more frightening to think about, but that can happen too.
You know, it's interesting. I've heard it said and read that the mind kind of does not know how to differentiate, you know, like between an experience. For example, like let's say you watch a traumatic event on TV or something like that, or you are imagining it, like it can't necessarily distinguish between that and something that's really happening. So a holographic projection could trigger just as much in your cellular memory as a real-time experience. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. So as you do see things, we'll see that it is real. You probably have experienced that in the past, maybe with different players. Remember, you can be having a couple thousand or more lifetimes at one time. So what you're experiencing right now can also be imprinted in you from a parallel life or just from your past, and you're bringing it forward. This is what the energy of the jellyfish does on top of your head. The jellyfish connects with the dark side. It finds, with its little stingers, each cell of your body, and it brings forth and plays the cellular memory, which you have, which is an event. So just think of each cell holding on to different parts of your total life, of all your ancestors. And so it picks on one of these, and maybe in this lifetime it picks one on this lifetime. And all of a sudden it's playing that event for you, and you're seeing all the players. And then what it does, it can actually put you into that event and make you think that you're having a nightmare as you're sleeping and following that event out completely. But it's a different maybe situation at the end of it. So you could have, let's just say that you had a birthday party and it was really nice for you and this is your memories and you got all these toys. So the dark side wants to get your energy, so it'll bring up that event over again, just like rewinding the videotape and playing it. And what it'll do at the very end, maybe it'll make you break all of your toys or something. And so all of a sudden you're traumatized, and everything looked perfect up to the very end of it. And now you're upset. You wake up upset because you go, wow, what happened to my toys? And I was trying to protect them and do all this here, and you've taken all your energy out of your body to do this in your dream state, and they're just connecting it to you. So that's another way of looking at this, I think. But it all gets very sci-fi sounding. And a lot of that is, you know, actually what actually happens to us. It's all real. And the more you start going into it, you keep going down the rat hole further. And then it gets kind of negative. And I don't wish to go there. Okay. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because a lot of times, especially in the New Age movement, you know, it's all love and light. You know, just kind of the concept of just, you know, be in charge of your own emotions and, you know, your own mind and feel however you decide to feel and all that kind of stuff. You know, and I'm sure there's validity in all that, but then...
what they don't know, huh?
It's like then if that's the case, then why doesn't everything change, you know?
Yeah.
So there's very few people that actually will come out and talk about some of these things that we're actually dealing with other than you, and it's great to find out about them, even though sometimes it feels like, oh, no, not another thing, you know? It's good to know about it because if you know, then you can actually start to do something about it or have that come into your field of awareness so that you can... You know, sometimes it's just hard to sort out what's really your stuff and what's something else that you're feeling. And
you want to get the jellyfish one.
Yeah.
And on the website and get that jellyfish off your head.
Yeah, exactly.
And just bringing all that crap to you.
Yep.
Now go do that one about 20 hours or something, you know. Just keep doing it so the thing is gone. Remember,
yeah.
They have babies, so the light tip will take out as much as they can. But just, I would hit the jellyfish a lot.
Yeah, and ask your spirit, you know, how much of what you're feeling or experiencing as far as trauma and whatnot is really, you know, like your stuff, and how much is it just these energies bringing it to you, you know?
If you listen to the show and this is your first time and you go, man, Ron's talking about a whole bunch of negative crap, I don't want to hear this show again. Well, this whole thing is to get you empowered, to get your spirit back into you. So as you start doing these clearings, you become more awakened because your spirit has that consciousness. It wants to be with you, but it cannot come in because your spirit will not come into densities, into negativity. So you must get cleaned out in order to have that done. And the main thing is the, you know, these ET parasites and the alien mind control, all this stuff is kind of very similar. You know, the parasites give you mind control too, so get rid of those first. And then you have the abduction ones, but, you know, definitely do the ET parasites. Get those things out of you. And, you know, it might take you a couple of months. And, you know, whatever. Just keep doing it because you're going to feel better and better each day. You're going to find more space in your body. Your stomach, if you're overweight, might actually shrink because these things are taking up space inside of you. And we have sample clearings, too, if you want to just experience that on VBS here on the archives on 10-10-08 and 11-30-07. Where I've taken a lot of people. Plus, we have some other clearings, you know, on YouTube, which happens to, you know, deal with the emotional clearings and things. But the ET parasites is a very, very big thing. And this is what you probably want to get released out of you.
Definitely. So, unfortunately, our time is up for this particular show. Ron, could we maybe bring in some... like maybe the MM&M, we haven't done that in a long time. Just
okay, yeah, we'll bring in
our... people with some divine energies.
We'll bring in the energy of Archangel Melchizedek, Metatron, and Michael. Now, these are not collective consciousness, dark side energies. These are not from the darkness energy, the light of the darkness. These are from the light ship that created you and them. So this will be heart-based energy. So... bring up the light beam on your screen. Here they come. And they'll be with you for the next half an hour or so. Just figure half past on the hour they'll leave. So here they come. There we go. Like Kimberly's mentioned about the jellyfish leaving some marks maybe on her body as they got released from her. Very good. You know that it's real. Okay, so here they are. So... blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.